So with this particular meditation, we'll make it a composite, say sympathetic joy and changeability of breath meditation. So get yourself in a comfortable position and have your back straight, head upright and comfortable, and put your hands in the lap. Make sure there's nothing tied around the waist, around the throat, or around the wrists, which might disturb you. And what I'd like you to do is we'll use a principle that they called mudita, which is rejoicing in the prosperity of other beings. And because you know your close friends, you know you're more than happy to wish prosperity on close family and friends. It's something that's quite, you know, not too difficult to do. So you choose somebody very, very close to you. Could even be mum and dad or a very, very close friend. And whatever, say, worldly qualities, there's a slightly different twist on this one, whatever worldly qualities you wish for that person, whether you wish them to be, say, wealthy or successful or to have a prosperous business or to have, you know, many, many friends or, you know, whatever aspect of their life on the material worldly level that you would like them to, succeed or prosper in. We'll radiate this positive feeling towards them. So choose a person who's compatible for you, and then the actual, say, the formulation is, it could be something like, you know, it could be, say, like, say, may Richard be, it could be, say, wealthy, influential, and it could be, say, like, say, comfortable within their lifestyle, you know, whatever qualities you feel that is actually important to that personal on the personal level. And so just wish, you know, may that particular person, you know, and just wish those particular qualities, things that they desire, the things that they're interested in, you wish that person those particular qualities, opportunities and advantages in life. And just do that continuously in a very relaxed way, just mentally, silently, for the next couple of minutes before we switch to the breath meditation. So what I'd like you to do now is now focus on the feelings around the mouth. So we're going to focus on the breathing cycle now, and when you focus around the mouth area, those feelings are quite clear, quite distinct. It's a good zone to really sharpen the mind from this, and you'll feel the sensation of the breath on the periphery of that point. And with the remainder of the session, what I'd like you to do is to just to watch the breath silently at this point, and in order to really increase the mindfulness and awareness of the breath in itself, I want you to watch the changeability of the breath. So those very, very fine sensations, the changes you see in pressure and possibly temperature. I want you to pay attention to those. So as you're watching the breath, you're actually increasing the sharpness of your attention by being more aware to the fine detail. And the Buddha always recommended the investigation of the changeability of phenomena. So you actually indirectly you're increasing your perception in this area. So as you see the breath change, you know, the pressure of the breath, the feeling of the breath, the temperature of the breath, I want you to focus your attention on that as we follow the breathing cycle to the end of the session. So as you focus on the breathing, don't resist or push away any thoughts which arise in the mind at this point. Just allow them to be part of the meditation. If anyone feels a bit tired or sleepy, just try to take full, slow breaths right down into the base of the abdomen. you find that your mind is still a bit busy, just switch over to investigation and try to understand what you are attached to, you know, what thoughts, what feelings, what the scenario is made of. Because when you investigate these mind states and you understand what's actually happening there as far as the causal factors, the mind relaxes and lets go much more easily. As you continue with the meditation, just try to relax your body and the breathing, the actions of breathing as much as possible. We're coming towards the end of the session, so just reflect and see if you can see a change in the state of the mind. I see an increase in peacefulness or mental stability. And I'll ring the gong 3 times. You can open your eyes when you're ready.